Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Renee Ellison. Welcome to Life Coach Radio Networks. You are tuning in to Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison. And I am so excited to be here. This is my second show with Life Coach Radio Networks, and I am delighted that today I'm going to be bringing you a really incredible young woman who is a very good friend of mine, who has just relocated from Philadelphia to the LA area. She is an amazing interior stylist and lighting expert, and we're going to be sharing some designer trade secrets about how to create a space you love. Her name is Charisse Rollins, and today we'll have an opportunity to really just tap into that whole idea of how you're feeling about your home and how you might be feeling about your office space and how to make those spaces a little bit more suited to your personality and to your passion. So Charisse is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But I just wanted to tell you that, last week, I wanted to apologize, actually, because the audio from last week's show was pretty choppy. For those of you who may have been listening, I got some comments, actually, on Facebook and via email from a few listeners who were saying that they really enjoyed the show. It was awesome to hear Tyra Cummings from Dress for Success talk about the Going Places Network program, but that the audio from the show was a little bit choppy. So since then, I've gone to the store. I got a new headset and mic. And I'm hoping that the audio is much better this week. So if you could please call in and just let me know how the show is sounding to you today. The number is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. Now, because of the audio situation, I wanted to just kind of repeat some of the things that I was saying to you last week about the mission of Renee Ellison Coaching and Training and the Reveal Your Excellence. I guess you want to call it a campaign or it's my mission. It's my mission. It's my personal and professional mission. Reveal Your Excellence is something that I've been kind of cultivating in my life for the last several years of my life. And basically, I am the founder and the president of Renee Ellison Coaching and Training LLC. And I want to help creative entrepreneurs who are experiencing ambivalence and maybe even a little bit of insecurity about bringing their brand to the media. And I want to polish and improve their presentation and on-camera skills, help you to do that. And by doing so, what I'm hoping and praying is that you'll receive and achieve more confidence in your personal and your professional image. So Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison, the radio show, is really about supporting you as you explore having your best life. The show airs every second and fourth Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. That's the reason we are here today. And I have a little bit of a radio background, but being on camera is something that I've done for quite some time. And for the past, 30 plus years of my career, I was a television host, a spokesperson, a full-figured model, and I even created a clothing line for QVC. I worked with networks like QVC and HGTV and PBS, and And it was a really incredible experience, chock full with trips all over the globe and meeting interesting celebrities. And I really love the work. But I wanted to dig a little bit deeper and kind of figure out who I was kind of beyond the camera lens. So I went back to school and I earned a Master of Arts in Higher Education Administration. And I used to wonder a lot why I decided to do that, why I decided to go back to school and get a degree in something that was so polar opposite of everything that I had been doing in television. And what I realized is that I really wanted to be able to kind of stretch myself past my comfort zone and do something that was really different than what I had been doing before. I felt like the work that I had been doing in television was kind of self-focused, and I was interested in kind of reaching beyond myself. And I wanted to cultivate that side of me that really valued and appreciated higher education. So I followed my heart and I followed my gut. And a lot of times, as many of you out there know, when you're following your intuition and you're following your heart and your gut, sometimes it doesn't make sense to you until you're able to get to the other side of it and kind of look back. And that's kind of where I am right now. You know, so after earning the degree, I took a job at a career school. And career schools are basically, it's a for-profit school. So we trained medical assistants and patient care technicians and licensed practical nurses and that kind of career. And really what I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of continue in that vein of helping people, helping students to find what they were looking for in terms of their career. So I served as a director of career services, and for the past several years of my career, I've actually continued that work, and I now work at Kane University in New Jersey, supporting students as a managing assistant director for Kane University. And I help students find internships and cooperative education opportunities, and I help them with their resumes and their cover letters and their interviewing skills and their soft skills and career search and networking and all the things that will kind of strengthen your ability to find a job in your field. I also interface with employers to kind of convince them to hire our graduates, and that's really the fun part of the job. But along the way to this quote unquote dream job, I discovered a talent that I had for coaching and training, and I saw results as I motivated and encouraged and inspired people to reach their personal and their professional goals. So in order to explore my passion for coaching, once I earned the master's, I became a certified Christian life coach, but decided that I wanted to kind of expand my niche. So after about 7 years, I had heard about IPEC, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, years ago, but I just recently, over the last several months, enrolled and graduated from IPEC. And the training was just amazing. I actually received my certification on July 9th. And the good news is this is just the beginning of my journey and my journey with you. So, you know, as long as I have life, as long as I have breath, I hope to continue growing and attaining knowledge and understanding about life and what it means. And as a coach, I get to travel with you on your journey toward personal and professional fulfillment. And that just, you know, makes me so happy. And like I always say, it makes my soul sing. You're listening to this radio show because hopefully you've chosen to go on this awesome ride with me. And we are literally going to be doing this together. I want to help you to reveal your excellence, and I want to continue to reveal mine. And that's what this show and the workshop that I'm doing on August 15th in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, that's what it's all about. You'll hear a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the show. But I wanted to just talk a little bit too about what it means to reveal your excellence and the impact that that really has on your life and on your personal and professional development. It's really about cultivating that part of you that's dynamic and powerful and creative, and really finding that part of your life that makes sense. You kind of feel that your life is worth living, and you feel like who you are matters, and you feel like you're stepping into your life purpose. And, you know, just in addition to that, you kind of inspire others to do and to feel the same. So, you know, my journey has been kind of exciting and bumpy, and sometimes it's a struggle and sometimes it's fun, and sometimes I feel like going through the motions and sometimes I don't. But I just wanted to let you know that no matter what you do, it's worth it. It's worth every single step that you take, every single thing that you commit to is going to make a difference ultimately and in the long run and in your present future. So I hope that you'll continue to join me every second and fourth Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. for Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison. And I hope you'll come out to Shrewsbury and pay us a visit as well. It looks like I have two callers on the line. One I think is Charisse because it's a 515 area code. I'm going to actually pick up Charisse right now and get to the other caller in just one moment. Let's see here. I'm trying to join Charisse. Charisse, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Charisse, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for just being on the air with me today. I'm actually going to put you on hold for just one moment because I have another caller who's called in, and I just want to see what she has to he or she has to say. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on just one second. You're live on the air with Renee. Who's this? Hello? You're live on the air with Renee. Are you there? Okay, looks like we lost her. Charisse, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great, great, great. It's so good that you were able to join us this morning. I'm so glad that you are calling in all the way from California. What part of California are you in?
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. That's great. That's great. And yeah. You've relocated from Philadelphia. How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's perfect. It's not even quite 70 degrees this morning. So it's beautiful and sunny. I love
that's
it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you're here on Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison, because we are going to be talking about creating a space you love. You are an interior stylist, a lighting expert, and you have a lot of experience with this whole idea of creating a space. What I want to do is I want to take a little bit of a break. I want to promote some shows that are coming up this week, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to go through this whole idea of creating a space, and you're going to give us some of your trade secrets, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Renee.
All right, hold on one second. We'll be right back. All right, now in terms of shows coming up, we have the Influential Connections with Amina. She is going to be re-envisioning the American Dream. That's going to be Tuesday at 5 p.m. You can also join Mark Shaw on Mark My Words with certified life coach Mark Shaw. That's going to be August 2nd at 9 p.m. Mark has a live on-air coaching hour. It's a call-in show where you can get coached on almost anything that you want in terms of career, business, and relationships. His show airs every first and third Sunday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern. So definitely tune in for Mark Shaw. And then Your Best Life with Jan Jaffe. She's going to do an interview with Gina Costa. That's going to be August 12th at 12 p.m. Gina Costa is a breast cancer survivor and caretaker. She is dedicated to helping women who are diagnosed with breast cancer cope with emotional and physical challenges as they gain confidence and feel in control of their lives again. So definitely tune in for that. All right, now let's get back to Ms. Charisse. Hey there, Charisse.
Hey.
Okay, so Charisse, tell us what it means to create a space.
Oh, wow. There are probably so many definitions of this, but I focus on the part that's personal. So to me, personal space creation is really about you, and it's about being yourself in your space. So I've often talk about it as just making it a place you belong, and think about all the little elements that really make something yours. So it's almost like an extension of you. It's what gives our spaces life.
That's awesome. So really, it's going to vary for every single person then.
Yes, absolutely. It's very personal.
Okay. Now, how do you create a space you love? How do you do that?
Well, that's a great question. There are many, many, many ways to do this. I like to tell people there really is no right or wrong way. And you should know it's going to take a little bit of work, but it's also going to be fun. So it really starts with acknowledging, that there's nothing to be afraid of and there's no right or wrong answer. But you will need to know who you are and what you love most in life. And then you'll need to think about how to surround yourself with those things. And I'm not just talking about necessarily, physical objects, but really how to surround yourself in, with the things that you love. And the next thing you can do is just, pay attention to what's around you. There are many examples of people all over the world that are already doing this and making spaces that they love to live in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking about what you said, which is kind of... It sounds really simple, that whole idea of knowing who you are and what you love, but that I think is probably the most difficult part of the process, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would absolutely say, because our whole lives, it's really just an experience of really trying to know ourselves better. So the thing about it is, like I said, there's no right or wrong answer, but you really have to put in the work to know who you are and to really start to understand what are the key elements of my personality and, what are some of the things that I enjoy most. So it can be something really small, like you love cooking, or it can be something much, much greater than that as well. So.
Okay, so why do you think it's important to create that space that you love?
I believe it's really important because our spaces can really be an incredible source of power and strength in our lives, as well as inspiration. Mm. So, it's really a very powerful thing. When you make a space you love, and you love that space because it's a reflection of you, you're going to be empowered to be yourself when you're in that space and when you're outside of that space. So our spaces often reflect, wonderful aspects of our personalities, and sometimes they can even reflect things that maybe we need to do a little bit of work on.
Okay.
So they usually tell a story, and so it's really important that, as adults, we take take responsibility to make our own happiness in life. So carving out a physical space that makes you happy is it's going to bring you joy, and it's really good practice for other areas of your life as well.
You know, I love what you said about it being a source of power and inspiration, because we, I think, sometimes don't realize how much our physical environment really impacts us and really makes a difference in terms of how we live our lives and how we take responsibility and what happens to us when we leave that space. What happens to us when we leave our house, and what happens to us when we leave the office? How are we feeling about our space? So I really love what you said about that. And also that whole idea of it, of our space telling a story about who we are, you know, really being able to tap into what is our, what are our strengths, what are our passions, what are our hobbies, pastimes, things that we really enjoy and love. That really makes it, makes it very clear to me. And I was wondering, you know, if a person wasn't sure where to begin, how would you advise them?
Well, I would say it's a marathon and not a sprint. So oftentimes,
I love that.
Because you know, you can just come out of the gate thinking you're just going to quickly whip up the space. And I mean, it's great if you're able to do that. But most of us really need to get in the right mental mindset before starting out. So again, number one, it starts with yourself. So the goal is really to create based on what has meaning to you. So Renee, you might have very different things that mean things to you than I do. And so that's the goal, is to really to create from that. And then start with something small and fun. We have a blog that I did a post about give yourself gifts, and it was this fun post I did. And it's basically, the idea is to create daily reminders of what you love and build from there. So it can be something as small as hanging a piece of art that you've had for a long time, but you just never really made the time in your day to put it up. So you could, you know, make that one of your daily reminders. Or you can claim a few shelves in the closet just for things that you love, like shoes and jewelry. Things that you can see every day that over time, they're going to work together to make your house begin to feel like a home. And the third, I would say, give yourself permission to invest in yourself. This is really, really important. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about other resources such as time. Oftentimes we want to take on these huge home projects, you know, full overhauls, and we all watch the shows and whatnot. But the reality is, that's not reality for most of us. We, you know, tend to have limited time and limited money. But definitely start, like, in your mind, just telling yourself it's okay to invest in yourself.
I love that idea. And especially because you're saying it's not really about money, it's about time. And I think what happens is, as soon as you hear the phrase invest in yourself, you think, okay, that means I need to go get a mani-pedi, I need to get a massage, I need to buy myself a new dress, I need to get some shoes, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And the home it sometimes becomes secondary. And definitely the office space sometimes becomes secondary. So you're really saying that it's all about, you know, making your physical environment and your home and your office spaces more personal, and investing that time and that energy in that, just like you would in your body and in your health.
Absolutely. Yes, because it really is all connected. Exactly.
Okay. So what do you think are two or three challenges that people might face when attempting to create that space?
Well, it can certainly be challenging, and that's a good thing. But I would say one that I see often is just the feeling of being overwhelmed with this idea that, you know, you have to do something that maybe you don't think you've done before. But you know your current situation isn't making you happy. So when we feel unhappy and we feel like we need to fix something, oftentimes those feelings of being overwhelmed can creep in. And then I would say another one that I see often is people struggle with being able to visualize or imagine something that doesn't exist yet. This can be very difficult and a bit intimidating. And then the third is just fear, right? So being afraid to try ideas of your own and just being more focused on what others may think than what you think. So these are definitely things that I see over and over and over again. And you know, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Can we just take a little bit of time to break that down? Because I really love what you said in terms of overwhelm, not being able to visualize, and the fears. So if someone were overwhelmed, say if they have a house and they, or let's say it's an office space. Let's just get away from the house for a second. Let's say it's an office space. And they can't seem to make their office space feel personal and like it's part of their personality, because they're not sure what to buy or whatever. What would be the first step that you would take in order to get that person to not feel overwhelmed anymore?
Yeah. So I would say start with something small. So in an office space, oftentimes if it's your home office or if you have a home business, there were reasons why you got into the practice that you've gotten into. So it could be, maybe you have a quote that you love, or maybe you have a mission statement, right? Or even if it's not for a business, but you have a home office where you just do your own personal things, maybe you've got a few quotes of inspiration that get you going in your daily life. So I would say, think about something small like that. And then, can you frame that? Can you go to the store and buy a fun frame? Or can you, decide that you're going to maybe put up your motto on the wall or something? You just need something to spark that element of creativity and to speak to what's going on inside of you. Yeah, a lot of times once you get going and once you get inspired, you would be surprised that then when it's time to go pick out the paint colors or it's time to go buy fun furniture, you'll already kind of pull from this place of inspiration and you won't be as afraid to try new things. And the other thing too is when you're trying new things, you're never locked into anything unless, you're doing this like big renovation or overhaul. Most of us usually are focusing on accessories, right? So the lighting and throw pillows and maybe some fun furniture. Start with things that are easy to change if you decide you don't want to go down that path. Paint colors are really super easy to change. Some of your other decorative accessories are very easy to change. So, you could go to the store and bring home a few things and try them. And don't be afraid to do that. But I think it really does start with tap into what your inspiration is in your life. Like, why are you in that space? What do you need from that space? And build from there.
That makes perfect sense. And that whole idea of visualizing, I think, is so important too, because, for instance, I don't consider myself an interior designer or an interior stylist, and a lot of people don't, right? So you might know what you like when you see it in a book or a magazine or on television or what have you, but it's hard sometimes to visualize it for yourself. So starting, like you said, with a fun frame, with a quote, with, something small that just, and I think it goes back to that whole idea that you were mentioning about it being a marathon, not a sprint, right? That you take your time. It's not that you need to get your space created in a matter of days or weeks. It could be months before your space is actually completed. So, and then the whole idea of fear, I think, factors into so many areas of our lives. It's funny to think that we could have fear around design, but I think something that you mentioned about people choosing things that may not be them. It may be what other people envision for their space.
Correct.
Charisse, could you talk to me a little bit about that and how that might play out?
Sure. I mean, we see examples, television's great for that with these shows, or you see these beautiful rooms and magazines, these, beautiful pictures. And it's wonderful to have you know, space that will be a beautiful magazine picture. But I think what I'm trying to say is to get there, you really want to have it happen in a bit more of an organic way. The goal, again, isn't to have something that other people think is beautiful, but really build the room piece by piece in that space based on what's going to speak to you. At the end of the day, you're the one that's going to live in that space. So mm-hmm. you have to be happy with it. You're never really going to be happy in a place, or it's never going to feel like it's yours unless you are the one at the end of the day making the decision. So, you know, even if you were to bring in, and I think it's wonderful sometimes when you get to the point where you say, okay, this project is over my head, I'm going to bring in professional help. I think that's a wonderful thing. But at the end of the day, you're still going to want to feel empowered to make decisions. So it still really needs to come from you as well. So that's just, nice. You know, and I did want to mention that it's absolutely fine to want to bring in professional help at some point, but you know, you're the one that has to live with it. So
right. And ultimately the stylist is going to say, what do you like? You know, you're the ultimate decision maker, right? No stylist is going to say, no, I like blue. I know you might like green, but I think we should go with blue, you know? So ultimately, you have to make the decision. So making that, like you said, an investment in yourself to really know what you like and what kind of fuels your soul really makes a difference. Now, you've relocated to LA, as I mentioned, from Philadelphia, a very, very different vibe, right?
Uh-huh. And very different.
So how will you acclimate and claim a space for yourself in your new environment?
Well, that's a great question. I've actually only been out here a couple weeks, but the key for me has been the same thing that we've just been talking about, starting with the little things. Okay. So I know with my personality, I'm big on organization. So before I left Philadelphia, I brought a couple of my favorite organization tools to help, you know, organize my clothes, my belts, my tank tops. I'm all about hooks and hangers. So that's been really key for me. and feeling like it's my space, got my organization tools. And then the other thing, the other day I went out and I bought a couple of fun bed pillows that are really inspirational and speak to this new chapter in my life. They're colorful and they've got quotes on them. So that's another way I'm sort of just putting my own little touch on my space. And then the last is I got this really cool idea. Before I left Philadelphia, I bought lots of fun costume jewelry. And I struggle in the morning getting excited about getting dressed. So I decided to make it fun. And I have a very blank wall in my room that I'm turning into a art wall using my fun jewelry so that I can use that jewelry to inspire me to put my own touch on my outfit that I wear every day. And to remind me, it's really about being myself each and every day. So the art jewelry wall is something that just popped into my head. And I'm like, this is perfect because I can see it. I've got just beautiful jewelry. And now it's also serving as this fun piece of art in my space.
Nice. That's great. So you're combining not only your love for interior styling, but your love for fashion. So you're making that kind of part of your daily journey.
Yes, absolutely.
Sounds good. Now you have a design company called Espaci, and it's spelled Ispaci. And it has a special significance. Could you please share with us the story of Espaci and where you are with your company at this time?
Sure. I would love to. Correct. It definitely has a very special part in my life. And, you know, it started as a result of what I experienced along my own path of self-discovery. So a few years ago, it came at a time in my life when I needed it most. So I have a design-related degree, and I've worked in the creative industry for years and years and years, and I could never figure out what I wanted to do. So that's really common. You know, a lot of people struggle with that. And a couple years ago, I just turned 30, and I bought my first home in Philadelphia. 4 months later, I was laid off from my job. And during this time, I really learned what it meant to feel completely lost. I mean, I struggled financially, but at the same time, I had a life coach who encouraged me to see this as an opportunity to really get to know myself. So I was up for the challenge, and I started taking acting classes and improv classes, yoga, and anything I could do to really get under the layers and to start to really see these different aspects of my personality. And it's exactly what I needed. So I was ready at that point to do what I've always sort of been drawn to and what I knew I was really good at, and that's transforming space. So here I was in my house, and I just started doing projects. I started doing little things that would bring out those aspects of my personality. And it was really about focusing on seeing myself and physically seeing myself reflected in that space. So I started blogging about those projects that I was doing because I thought, you know what, this is so powerful. Other people can probably use the advice that, you know, I'm taking in my own life. And at that time, I just started blogging. The blog tagline was "Design Starts and Ends with I." Because it really does, right? So it's about who you are. So I just took the word space, and I sandwiched it between two letter I's, and that's the name of Spachi. That's how that was born. So I kept blogging tips about transforming space, and the blog really became the platform for my voice and my vision. So as you see, space design really is about knowing yourself, and that's actually how that's my story of how I started the blog. A few years later, I realized I really wanted to take it to the next level, and I started a practice that gives people, you know, a little help or a lot of help and everything in between. So this journey is really personal. So we really focus on creating collaborative help and giving people that assistance to meet them no matter where they're at in the journey. And we really help people make connections. So we've gotten involved in a lot of really fun projects where some people bring lots of their own ideas and some people don't really have many ideas, but we try to really collaborate with others and bring those things out of them. That's where we're at today.
So that's a Spachi. And I'll tell you, I was so surprised when I found out that a Spachi wasn't Italian or Portuguese or Spanish, but then knowing you the way I know you, I wasn't surprised at all that you would be so creative as to make it up. So I really love the name of the business and the inspiration behind it. So where do you see your company going? What kind of dreams and aspirations do you have for your design practice?
Yeah, oh my goodness. So we want to really focus on continuing to explore just regions of passion and joy and creativity that help improve lives by building living spaces. And our focus is going to be more in the future, more on just space personalization techniques. So it's not going to be every single element in the room, but it's going to be those special projects. So those handpicked custom jobs that really make something feel like it's yours. And we help lead others through these different techniques. So it can be anything really from a custom piece of furniture to a collectible item of artwork that we creatively design as a focal point in the space. So it's really going to be about those personal touches. And last but not least, we want to be visible all around the world. So this is a message that will apply to anybody in their life. And one day we'd like to be able to, you know, share this with the globe.
That really is such a noble mission and purpose that you have. And, you know, like I said, Charisse is a great friend of mine, for those of you who are listening today. And I remember the first time I saw you, I always tell you the story how Charisse was in that interim period of time when she was kind of between assignments. And I was teaching an on-camera class in Philadelphia. And I was walking in and I was about to walk into the building, and I saw the most beautiful, stunning woman I had seen in a really long time. And I thought, wow, I hope she's coming to my class because she's really amazing looking. And and then you smiled at me with this warmth and this this genuine spirit. And I remember thinking, I'm looking forward to working with her. And then I went into the class. About 10 minutes later, you came in and we worked together, and we've been friends ever since. I'm just so honored that I was able to have a little bit of a impact, and that our paths crossed while you were in Philadelphia. And I just believe so strongly in your passion and in your vision and in everything that you are trying to do for your business and for yourself personally. And I couldn't wish you more success and happiness if you were my own daughter. So congratulations for everything that you have accomplished and will accomplish.
Thank you, Renee. You have been so wonderful. And I'm just, I couldn't be more glad that our paths crossed as well. You've just been such a mentor and a friend to me. And I really, really appreciate you having me on the show too. It just, it's been an honor to be a part of your work as well. And best hands down, best acting class I've ever taken. you've been great. So you just, anything you need, just let me know.
Thank you so much. So what would you like to leave our listeners with regarding design and creating a space you love?
Well, really, you know, if you're one of those people that hasn't ever tried this, you can start this today. We really can in your space. And just remember, it's about just creating a place that's personal, and it starts with you. So, you know, if you're already someone that is doing this, I'd love to hear about it. I encourage you to share your story with us. You can do that, you know, by reaching out to us on our blog. And if you're someone who does struggle, we'd love for you to join our community and share what you're struggling with, and, you know, learn more about how we approach space personalization. There are tools out there to help you get started. And, you know, we offer support services as well. So really, let's continue the conversation. That's what I want to leave, you know, listeners out with today. I just want people to share, and, you know, the more we share, we'll just learn and grow together, and we'll all become inspired. So,
yeah. Well, you know, Charisse, that caller seems to still be kind of lingering. So I'm going to see if maybe I can connect. You're live on the air with Renee and Charisse. Are you there? Hello? I guess that caller disconnected. Okay. Well, Charisse, thank you so much for just being on the show today and sharing your incredible vision and inspiration and all those trade secrets with us. We are so inspired now to kind of go out there and go inside, actually, ourselves, and start creating a space that we love so that we can tell a story in the spaces that we create, and have a life that's even better than the one that we're living currently. So thank you so much for your time. And it's still early in LA, so you have my permission to go back to sleep.
Oh, goodness. I may take you up on it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I'm really appreciative.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure and my privilege. So have a good day.
Okay. You too, Renee. Right.
Bye-bye, Charisse.
Bye.
All right, everybody. So that was Charisse Rollins, who is our resident interior stylist and lighting expert. If you are interested in getting in touch with Charisse, definitely shoot us an email at renee@reneeellison.com. Again, that's renee@reneeellison.com. And I'll give you the spelling of my name just because it's a little bit different. It's Renai at RENAIELLISON.com. So if you're interested in getting in touch with Charisse for any reason, just to learn a little bit more about what it means to create a space, definitely do that. If you are out there and you want to call in the next 15 minutes or so and just talk a little bit about the challenges that you might be having with creating a space, or if you are looking for any kind of guidance on your presentation skills, your image, any kind of help or support that you might need, please don't hesitate to give me a call. The call-in number is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. And I should say that you should press 1 because I think that may have been the issue with the last caller. I'm not sure. But once you call in, I don't think it prompts you, but you need to press 1 in order to be connected to the show. So if you're out there, that 856 caller who called in and you'd like to reconnect, definitely do that at 646-716-9397 and press 1. Just a little bit of an idea of what's coming up on Saturday, August 15th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Reveal Your Excellence with the On-Camera Coach Renee Ellison event workshop is happening in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. That's on the East Coast, and it's $219 plus you can bring a friend. This is my labor of love. This is my workshop that's going to be taking place on this day, and so far we have about 10 people confirmed for the workshop. My vision was to have between 10 and 15 at the most, because I wanted to keep it kind of, small and intimate. We have 10 confirmed, and I would love it if you are interested in becoming a part of Reveal Your Excellence and learning about on-camera techniques, being able to tap into who you are and what your true potential is, and being able to kind of reveal that on camera. I would love to hear from you today. You can call in at 646-716-9397. If you are interested in learning a little bit more about the workshop, definitely let me know. Again, you can email me at renee@reneeellison.com. And coming up on Life Coach Radio Networks, we have 3 incredible shows. On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 5 o'clock, Influential Connections with Amina. Re-envisioning the American Dream. You know, it's interesting. When I saw that title, Re-envisioning the American Dream, I thought, you know, America has changed so much since I was a child. And the things that are important are still important in terms of family and friends and all of that. But the face of America has changed so much and changed so significantly. So this is a really great topic that I'm sure Amina will do a phenomenal job in sharing with you on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Then, Mark My Words with Mark Shaw, with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw, will be coming up on August 2nd. I can't believe it's August already, 7:25 today. So on August 2nd at 9 p.m., it's a live on-air coaching hour, and you'll have an opportunity to call in and get coached on almost anything in your life regarding your career, regarding your business or your relationships. Now, Mark My Words airs every first and third Sunday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern. And like I said, Mark is a certified life and business coach and the host of the show. So if you have some issues that you want to talk about, call in to Mark's show, 9 p.m. Eastern, every first and third Sunday of every month. Then Jan Jaffe wants you to live your best life. She's interviewing Gina Costa. And for those of you out there who may have been or know someone who may have suffered or experienced breast cancer. Gina Costa is a breast cancer survivor and a caretaker. She's dedicated to helping women who are diagnosed with breast cancer cope with emotional and physical challenges as they gain confidence and feel in control of their lives again. So this is going to be August 12th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Definitely tune in to Jan Jaffe as she interviews Gina Costa. Okay, so if you are listening to the show and you want to call in before the show ends, 646-716-9397 is the number. Press 1 in order to make it into the show. Just a little bit of a recap from what Charisse was sharing with us a little bit earlier about creating your space. Really, as according to Charisse, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So kind of take your time with it and definitely make it something that you do on an individual basis. She talked about the importance of being yourself in your space and really knowing who you are and what you love. She talked about it being a source of power and of inspiration where you can tell a story and take responsibility. There might be some overwhelm, there might be some challenges with visualizing, and there might be some fear in the process of creating your space, but it's definitely something that you can do that will bring out your individuality and your creativity and your passion. She says that you should start from maybe a quote, maybe a fun frame, you know, something that's just kind of simple and easy and fun, that's really personal and speaks to you, and then take it from there. So those are just a little bit of the highlights from our talk with Charisse Rollins today, interior stylist and lighting expert. We're going to have Charisse on the show again probably sometime next year. Early next year, maybe with a different topic, and we're going to be inviting callers to come in and share their questions with Charisse. Okay, so it's 10:52. I'm going to wrap up for the morning. I just wanted to say thank you so much for those of you who are listening to the show. I sincerely appreciate your support. I sincerely appreciate your comments on Facebook, your comments via email, and I hope that you are hearing me clearly today. I hope that the new mic and headset have made a big, powerful difference. So signing off, Renee Ellison, the on-camera coach. Reveal Your Excellence is the name of the show, and we'll see you again, or you'll hear me again in 2 weeks. Have a great morning.